It's Friday, August 1st, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump signed an executive order Thursday that modified reciprocal tariffs on dozens of countries, with updated duties ranging from 10% to 41%. All goods that are considered to have been transshipped to avoid applicable duties will be subject to an additional 40% tariff, according to the White House. Countries that are not listed in the latest order will face an additional duty of 10%, the order said. The updated directive modifies tariffs imposed under the earlier executive order issued in April. Trading partners that have reached or are near reaching trade and security agreements with the U.S. will be subject to the modified rates until those agreements are concluded, according to the executive order. In other news, smoke from Canadian wildfires set off multiple air quality alerts on Thursday across the Midwest and the Canadian prairies, stretching eastward to Toronto. There's a pretty large swath of smoke actually over the central part of the country right now, and you can see that coming down from central Canada, said Dave Riddell, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in New York. The smoke is expected to remain over the northern and central plains for the next couple of days, he said, adding that there was a chance it could drift toward the east coast during the later part of the weekend and into early next week. In Canada, where the fires have scorched millions of acres, air quality alerts were issued for multiple provinces, including parts of Manitoba, Ontario, and Saskatchewan. Every air quality monitor in Minnesota is reporting red or unhealthy conditions for everyone, according to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Around the world, Lithuania Prime Minister Gintautas Paluckas stepped down on Thursday following investigations into his business dealings that prompted protests in the Baltic country's capital calling for his resignation. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda announced Paluckas' resignation to the media on Thursday morning. A spokesperson for Paluckas did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Paluckas, a newly established leader of the center-left Social Democrats, ascended to the role late last year after a three-party coalition formed following parliamentary elections in October. His entire cabinet is now expected also to resign, potentially leaving the country without an effective government weeks before Russia holds joint military exercises with its neighbor, Belarus. Lithuanian foreign policy is unlikely to change as a result of the government shakeup. President Nausėda, who was elected separately, is the country's face on the world stage and has been one of the most stalwart supporters of Ukraine in its fight against invading Russian forces. Back in the U.S., President Trump signed an executive order Thursday afternoon reinstating the National Fitness Assessment implemented in public schools from 1956 until 2013. The role of administering the test will fall to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been vocal in his concern about childhood obesity and whose Make America Healthy Again report in February attributed the issue, in part, to sedentary lifestyles. A White House official told NBC News that Mr. Trump aims to address Americans' declining health and physical fitness, including crisis levels of obesity, chronic disease, inactivity, and poor nutrition. President Trump wants every young American to have the opportunity to emphasize healthy, active lifestyles, creating a culture of strength and excellence for years to come, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said in a statement. The original presidential fitness test was established under the Eisenhower administration in the 1950s and underwent several iterations in the decades to come. Students were generally asked to perform some combination of push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, running, and reaching for their toes while seated. Starting in the 1960s, those with the highest fitness scores were eligible to receive a Presidential Physical Fitness Award. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.